Listening to episode number 1895 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
And it is Wednesday morning, hump day. A little chilly here in Southern California. It's been chilly.
It's going to be a wet week.
Yesterday, I think it got up to like 50. But it was all morning long, it was under 40 degrees. I took Maggie for a walk, and I'm like shivering all the way.
I'm sure she was too.
She was fine.
Since you shaved off all her hair.
Yeah, she needed to go to the groomers. I dress like this. I have my heavy jacket on, my heavy hoodie, and my
Doctor Who beanie.
Yeah. And still, I was chilly. It was like, I thought I was going to get frostbite.
It was 36 this morning.
I was going to get frostbite in my fingers. It's crazy.
Anyway. You should wear gloves.
It would have looked so weird yesterday.
Wear some gloves.
It was sunny yesterday.
Wear a heavier coat.
It is time for some random facts. FedEx almost went under back in the 1970s. In their early years, they only had $5,000 in the bank and needed to pay off $24,000. Now, they're still around because the founder took at least $5,000 to Vegas, gambled it on blackjack, and won $27,000.
Wow.
Wow. You don't hear that story every day.
Certainly not in my wallet.
Right? What's in your wallet? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
The first professional football league in America was called the National Football League, but no relation to the modern one. It lasted only one season in 1902 and featured a mix of football players and pro baseball players.
Did football actually start in Canada?
No.
Basketball did? Something did.
Why? That has anything to do with the NFL. The most common answer, or technically question, on Jeopardy is, what is China? What is China? The most. So, I mean, if you're stumped for Final Jeopardy, you could always write down, what is China?
That's the most common answer?
That's the most common answer. Technically question. Huh. And the question is?
Because it could be a plate or a country.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah, so,
The first African-American to win an Oscar for something other than acting was Isaac Hayes. He won the Best Original Song for Theme from Shaft in 1971.
Oh, cool.
He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Well, I'm talking about Shaft. We can dig it. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Aunt Becky's designer hubby,
Massimo
Giannulli.
Yep.
He's going to have to cool his heels in prison just a little while longer.
Oh, great.
You know, he's it just isn't working for him, the whole prison thing.
Yeah.
So a federal judge yesterday turned down Massimo Giannulli's bid to be released to home confinement, saying there was no extraordinary or compelling reason to do so.
Now, wait a minute. I thought he was in the hole for 3 weeks. Whatever. Anyway, continue.
All right, so Massimo's lawyer claimed that earlier in the month he'd spent so much time in solitary confinement and quarantine amid COVID-19.
Yeah.
It was already as if he had endured his entire punishment.
Oh, my.
I know.
How long is he in for? 5 months?
Five months.
And how long has he been there so far?
I don't know, a couple
two
days.
Months? No, he's been there 2 months. He's been there
about
two months.
His wife stuck it out.
Yeah, you know, it's like when guys get sick. You know.
I know.
You know, guys get a cold, and it's like the world's got to stop. I'm too sick. I feel like crap. I'm going to go lay down.
Yes.
I can't do nothing. I got to go lay down.
So, yes, he's a little more than 2 months into his five-month sentence.
Such divas.
For trying to scam the system to get his two daughters into prestigious universities.
Yeah, see, that's the deal. I mean, it's like, hey, dude, you did the crime. Now do the time. Okay? Do the time, damn it. There's a lot of time to be done there. 5 months, minimum security. He's probably got his phone. He's probably got Wi-Fis. He's probably got the TV. It'll be all over before you know it, by God. Stick it out.
Suck it up.
That's right. And you don't have a choice. So
suck it up and deal with it.
Dude, we'll see you.
Stop whining.
We'll see you in April.
Well, J-Lo, Miss Jennifer Lopez, she set the record straight about her famous face earlier this month.
Uh-huh.
Well, She clapped back earlier this month at an Instagram critic who accused her of definitely having Botox.
Oh, you know what? What's
and
the big
tons
deal?
Tons of it.
Everybody shoots up a little bit, you know? A little filler here, there, everywhere.
You had some?
Well, I wish. It's expensive. I think it's like $1,500 a shot or something like that. I can't afford that. So that's why I look like I'm 100 years old instead of my real age.
Oh, so you have a face for radio. You don't
I
need
do.
It.
That's well, but you know, I kind of want to, you know, I would like to appear
a little
to
pick
be a little,
me up here and there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
So, but I mean, I believe she's had some. Sure, she's like 50, right? It's time.
I don't think she has.
You don't think so?
No, I think she has good. Now I know some.
You think that they have good genes, but
yes.
I don't. And, you know, she's probably got a skincare regimen.
Oh, yes.
She's probably got the, like, exfoliation.
And, oh, yes.
You know, the moisturizing. The moisturizing.
And the exfoliating.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's probably wearing, you know, a mask every night before she goes to bed.
And the facials.
The crap out of A-Rod. Anyway, woo, is this green monster coming to bed? Oh, my God. Go ahead, honey. I'll put a bag over your face.
Oh, good grief.
You wear that mask. That's fine. No worries. Not looking there.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm not.
No, you're not. Anyway, so she replied.
Wouldn't need a bag with Halle Berry. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Anyway, so she says, LOL, that's just my face. For the 500 millionth time, I have never done Botox or any injectables or surgery.
Yeah. Sure,
so in a recent interview with People, she said,
yet.
Yeah, right. She says, I don't judge anybody. If you want to do Botox injectables, that's fine. But I don't want people lying on me and saying, oh, she's trying to make believe that this stuff works. No, I'm telling you that what I do works. Please don't call me a liar. I don't have to lie about things. I've been pretty honest about my whole life.
You know, I do say she's a little feisty.
Yeah, she's a little feisty.
J-Lo's a little feisty. Yeah. And I don't think that I'd want to fight her, really.
No.
I'd probably lose that fight.
You would.
Yeah, just because she's got more stamina than I do. But I also don't wear, you know, facial masks to bed every night. Or the Biore strip. Oh, that thing's gross. Oh, my God. That just really freaks me out watching that commercial where they pull it.
That is so funny watching you watch one of those commercials.
It's like a horror movie to me. It's like, you know, it's one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like it freaks you out. They pull it out off the nose and all this gook comes up off your nose and it's like, oh my God.
Well, you know, they have this cutie little cutie pie doing the commercial. There is no way her nose has all that crap in it.
No, they've doctored that Biore strip right up there, you know, or maybe they've added a little CG to it just to make it
maybe
look
more
gross.
Maybe they pulled it from your nose.
More gross. It's so gross. All right, back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have yourself a great day. We'll see you then, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.